At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour four of the nation. We're 29 minutes from Rangers pregame here as they open up a series with the Mets in New York. And Nick Harris of the Star Telegram set to join you here in the G-Bag Nation. A number of news items throughout the day to get to. And we're still waiting for Nick. Okay, let me go over the news items here with you then. Daron Bland, there's been a lot of talk about him. They're leaning towards no IR for him. That would be tough if he's got to go IR, but I guess at least the next couple of games. I don't think this hurts you this week against the Giants that much because they only have Malik Nabers and their second wide receiver plays a lot out of the backfield. Plus, he's hurt. I think he's actually questionable for this game.
Yeah, Wandale Robinson.
But next week against Chicago with all their receivers, Adunze and Moore and Luther Burden, that's when I think you could get into a little bit of trouble if Caleb Williams has a game against you, won't you?
Well, and the tight ends too. I mean, Cole Kmet, then they drafted Colson Loveland. I mean, they certainly have a lot of pass catchers we're going to be talking about a week from now when they take on the Bears, but really that all Wandale Robinson I think could give you some issues. Wandale Robinson I think last year in a game against the Cowboys was sneaky good. They for whatever reason though want to get the ball to Darius Slayton and he has just not performed for them.
And then
Jalen Hyatt, excuse me.
And then he also said Trayvon Diggs might not be ready for a full-time role. I mean, what does your secondary look like in plays in which Trayvon Diggs is not out there?
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Because then you're going to be asking a lot for Kyrie.
Is that Childress and Reddy Stewart?
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, I don't know if they just view both those guys as slot only players.
Well, you've got TriQuest Bridges Carson that they signed. So Bridges would be another guy that could play the outside. And that's a big, long type of corner.
Dylan, are we ready to go with, no, Nick Harris is not ready to go with us. Okay, what did you think about the conversation throughout the day involving Jadeveon Clowney? Stephen Jones joined us 2 hours ago. I would recommend Tolos go back and listen to that with the Odyssey app or YouTube. If you can, hit the like button, by the way. Don't forget that bell button so you never miss when we upload or go live either. But so Shoddy said good visit, talked to him again yesterday. And then the way Stephen Jones talked about him, he seemed like they really want him and he's confident they're going to get him.
Yeah, they definitely seem like they are still very interested in his services, and they come across like they're optimistic that it's going to end up working out for them. So I do think that would be just an additional body that can really help you in the run game, give you some pass rush as well. He's just kind of he's a disruptor. And if you're really committing to wanting to be the best run defense possible, I think this would be a nice addition.
So you add him to your defensive line. I think that, you know, maybe 5 or 6 sacks, like he's just part of your pass rush by committee move.
Right.
But doesn't he significantly improve? Now you have Nealon, Clowney, Osa, Clark. Like, that's a significantly more difficult group to run against. Right now, I think there's still one weak spot in your front four when it comes to run defense, and I believe Clowney solves that. I was watching some film, Wolchuk. I went back and looked at him last year, and yeah. I told Brian earlier, I think he looks old. I think he looks stiff. He had knee problems last year. You know, I think he's probably always going to be playing with knee problems. But the way that he plays with technique, keeping blocks off of him, he still gets the job done. It's incredibly impressive.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I mean, to me, the pressures also is something that he's never been a big sack guy, but he is a pressure guy. So when you talk about him being a disruptor, Eric, I 100% agree. And I think you've got two guys then that can really set the edge and play the run well while also giving you some pass rush in Nealand and then Clowney, and then you're allowing now guys like Sam Williams and Donovan Ezeraku and Fowler to do what they really are better equipped to do. Now, I think Ezeraku's going to end up being a well-rounded player, but I think clearly Fowler and Sam Williams are pass rushers. I mean, Fowler was a problem for you in run defense with over-pursued and bad angles and cheating inside when he needs to stay outside and keep integrity there. So, you know, to me, I think you're feeling a lot better about lining up.
I think next should be Eric Kendricks. I Googled him last night, free agent, has not said anything about his retirement.
Yeah.
But he's still working out on his Instagram. I see him. He's constantly. Yeah.
He's waiting on a call.
Hair's still flowing. He's good to go. I think you have these four guys and you continue to play it out, and who knows, you know, what kind of improvements they can make from week one to week four, week five. But Eric Kendricks is somebody I want on speed dial as well. I wonder if he wants to come back, and it should be a decent scheme fit, shouldn't it? I mean, there's not that much difference in what they'd be asking him to do compared to Zim.
Yeah, I think that you're in a situation with Eric that they're struggling a little bit just through week one at that Mike linebacker spot. And the one thing that Eric can do is he knows how to play downhill. He knows how to tackle in space. You know, you can use him. You could use him in coverage situations. You know, we really haven't seen them get exposed that way yet. I'm more interested, to be honest with you, I'm more interested in trying to get Maris Leofau on the field more.
Agreed.
Is what I'm trying to do. And maybe it turns into, you know, break glass in a case of emergency. But I if you had to go get Kendricks, but I'd like to see Maris Leofau play more. And if all of a sudden Maris Leofau, and there might be a situation too where if you play Maris Leofau a bunch, we might see some problems. You know, you might see some like,
yeah, he's not a perfect player.
Yeah, like he's gonna run underneath a block. He's gonna maybe take a chance. He's gonna gamble.
I like
but
that.
But then again, you might see like guy knock ball loose, guy make a tackle for loss. I wonder if he's one of those guys that the more you play him, the more possibility you are you might see something you don't want to see, or you're going to see something great.
I think both could very well be true with him. It was interesting because listening to Shoddy with Sean and RJ and asking about the quarterbacks, like what do you do if you've got a veteran quarterback and a young quarterback? And Shoddy said, well, if it's close, I'm playing the younger player.
Yeah.
And in this situation, I think Maris Leofau is your future, and you've got a stopgap in Kenneth Murray. And to me, if it's close, and I think that Maris might just be better, period, I'm playing Maris Leofau.
I just wonder if all that time that he was off for the birth of his child, because we didn't get to see him practice.
That's fair.
And I was wondering, like, okay, is this going to hurt him? Because he was the one guy that when we came out of Oxnard, I'm like, man, I'm not sure about this one. I mean, not sure like, oh, he's a bad player. I was not sure because I had not seen him practice, but like, one time in helmets and shirts, you know, so I didn't really know going into this one. And it might be that he just missing all that time in the at training camp was a little bit of a problem for him getting going.
Of course, we had Thursday Night Football last night, and Green Bay looked damn good. I don't know if I could stomach making the playoffs and then watching what the Packers would do to the Cowboys in that situation. I guess we'll get a preview here coming up
week four. Yeah,
in a couple of weeks. I do believe Micah Parsons will end up talking the Cowboys into a frenzy. I think you're going to get a Jerry Jones locker room speech, and you know just how much fun he's having, considering that he wasn't the most well liked guy in the locker room, or not a lot of people related to him, didn't have a lot of friends. I think they're going to be taking in all of this content that Mike is putting out there. Last night he said Green Bay has the best facilities he's ever seen.
I mean, who knows where? You know that hurts Jerry more than anything, too.
Stadium, my gosh.
Was that a bleep you, Jerry chant, or a thank you, Jerry chant?
He
was dancing to that.
There were definitely some F-bombs in there as well.
Yeah. You know, Jerry's got some friends around the Cowboys, maybe more than Micah had, and I wouldn't be surprised if you do get their best effort and maybe hand the Packers their first loss of the season.
You find a way to get this running game going, that's the best way to neutralize Micah Parsons. You find a way to get in some heavy personnel stuff and span forward, and these tackles and stuff start, you know, that's the one thing that can neutralize a great pass rusher. But I said it earlier, that my gang of seven believes that Green Bay's a first 15 play team. that you know, if you weather the storm and find a way not to let them kill you in that first 15.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And build a lead, then maybe you can find a way, because they don't make those adjustments in the second half of game.
Yeah, it was the context of that, like, big picture about the Packers.
Yeah.
Or just from the last two games? Or do you feel like that was kind of like an overarching theme with LaFleur?
I think it's an overarching theme with LaFleur is what it is. He's really good with the script, and then off script, then it becomes a little bit of a problem for him.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of that is on the quarterback as well. Young quarterback, yeah, Jordan, sure. Love is still trying to get himself together. You see a lot of these quarterbacks. I mean, you just saw it with Caleb Williams the other night. Like, yeah. Scripted plays, rocking and freaking rolling, and then things start to go haywire.
Yeah. Let's go back to Las Vegas, where Lucius Alexander is covering Crawford and Canelo for us here. And he joins us now from Boxing Radio Row, buddy. What's new?
Nothing is new, man. I'm just thinking about the fight and what it's going to be. What are we looking forward to? You know, it's the punches that you don't see. And my man Crawford likes to go in there and bang. You know, he likes to get close to his opponent, you know, give you a three-piece combo and slide out. During that slide out, that's when he can get popped.
Okay.
It always happens. It doesn't matter who the fighter is. They always give him some. Crawford has the chin. He can take it. But Canelo got that power.
I wanted to ask you about where Crawford's place would be in boxing history. If he succeeds, he will become boxing's first three-weight undisputed champion.
Yeah. He's definitely making history.
I mean, his name hasn't resonated through the two decades of his career like other names, but looking back at the resume, that's pretty dang good, isn't it?
Yeah, it 100% is. I mean, he's making history. But some will say that he kind of like, if he beats this one, it's kind of like jumping the line in a sense, because he didn't come up fighting the best fighters at the best fight after best fight like Canelo did. He just kind of wowed us with the Errol Spence win. We figured out who he was. I mean, we've been knowing him before then, but he wowed us with that. And now it's like, well, come prove it again type of thing. He doesn't have a long resume of, well, he knocked this guy out. He got this guy. He got this pound for pound. He beat up this undisputed. It didn't happen that way. So I don't know what to actually say if he does win this. Is he that guy in boxing? I'm not for sure. I mean, he'd be the face of it, but I think he's going to either retire at that point.
How would you handicap if Mayweather was like his same age, 37-year-old Mayweather against 37-year-old Bud?
Ooh, I'm going to say Mayweather. Wow. He can get the points.
Yeah, it might be a snooze fest.
You got to be able to hit him. Yeah, you got to be able to hit him. You can't hit the man.
Silky smooth, two guys there. So this fight is on Netflix tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Texas time, and you're watching it from the football stadium? Is that right? What kind of a setup do they have for you?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm hoping so far. It's looking like that, man.
Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, home of the Raiders.
Yeah, I've never been in there before. I hear it's an amazing stadium. I don't know how it's going to be set up, but I'm looking forward to it.
Are you betting on it?
No, because I'm not sure. I have to see after the weigh-in. What does Canelo look like rehydrated? Because we seen him the other day, and he looks good. His last fight, he looked real soft. Right now, he looks good, but kind of thin in a sense. You know, makes me feel like they've been working on his stamina so he can go the distance with Bud and not get tired, because Canelo kind of gets tired in the sixth, seventh round.
That's right.
Yeah, so it kind of feel like that way. So maybe his power won't transfer because he lost weight. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd be eyeballing the draw there at 16-1.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Like I said, Crawford's got to win convincingly. He's got to overwhelm Canelo, because if it comes to a decision and it's close, they're going to give it to Canelo. Or, like you just said, a draw. And then everybody's going to be losing their minds.
House wins big, and we get a rematch. Okay, we'll get you the latest on Cowboys, Giants, Rangers, Mets. Thank you, Lucius. Terrific job. Have an awesome weekend, bro.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy L.A.
L.A. live here most nights, 540 in the G-Bag Nation. Pre-game's coming up in 16 minutes, though, when we're back with all that here on The Fan. All right, welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame coming up here in about 11 minutes. Segment here of The Nation brought to you by The Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call The Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Man, all hell breaking loose for Washington there with injuries in last night's Thursday night football game. They lose starting defensive end Dietrich Wise, and they lose their starting running back as well. So it's tough for Washington, and it looks great for Green Bay, although they lost to Jaden Reed, who was their leading wide receiver last season. And Christian Watson's out until October at least.
Separated shoulder there, yeah.
A broken collarbone he's going to have surgery.
Yeah.
Okay, so for Cowboys Giants, Wolchuk, what makes you so confident in a Cowboys blowout victory?
I just think the Giants don't match up well at all. I think their secondary is bad. I get the pass rush aspect.
Did you do this last year for a Giants game?
I did, for a Giants game.
Yeah. And
the Cowboys just own, Dak owns the Giants.
Yeah.
The Giants don't scare me at all, and I got to see Russell Wilson play in person in that game against Pittsburgh. And when he got hurt for a series and they had to put Kyle Allen out there, Kyle Allen gave them a better chance to win that football game. I was breathing a sigh of relief when they put Russell Wilson back in.
Was that Fields? I thought Fields played that game.
No, Fields was hurt. They had benched Fields.
Oh, did
they? And he was like the emergency third string quarterback at that point. So they didn't even play Fields at all. It was Kyle Allen who went back in.
I know. Allen looked like he was moving the team a little bit.
He did, yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, no.
Oh, you were there. I shouldn't.
They might have a shot here. And then it ends up being they go back to Russell Wilson, and he's just bad. So I think Pickens is going to have a big game. I think CeeDee Lamb's angry and on a mission. I think the Cowboys are going to be able to run this one up pretty good. And I think Brian's right. You're going to see some Jackson Dart, because hopefully the Giants are just so disgusted with how inept Russell Wilson the offense is. Unless it's a turn back the clock game for us and he sees Brian Schottenheimer on the other sideline and is like, I'm going to run around a little bit. Because certainly the Cowboys struggle to contain Jalen Hurts with his legs. But that'd be the only thing that I'm looking at from the Giants' perspectives and thinking they got a shot here.
I like the Cowboys 23-16. I wish I had Wolchuk's level of confidence. I just don't know if I can trust it yet. Like, until the weather delay, Saquon Barkley was hitting for over 6 yards an attempt. They shut him down in the final seven. The Cowboys ran the ball well, but as Shoddy said, they didn't run it when they really, really needed to. Or maybe it was Clayton Adams this week. How optimistic or confident are you in Cowboy domination, Chief?
I'm pretty confident. I'm pretty confident. I do think that the Cowboys are going to be able to run the ball. I mean, defensively, I think the Giants just have plenty of problems. And then offensively, their offensive line is so bad that I don't think it's going to really even give them a chance. Like, I think the thing that scares me is, like, is the Russell Wilson deep ball working? And Neighbors, if Diggs is off the field for any period of time, you don't have Bland, and now he's able to hit some moon shots because Kyrie Elam or whatever random corner they got out there on the field. But I think this would take a big-time turnover fest on the Cowboys' part to keep this thing close.
Brian, is the Cowboys' run defense for real?
It's hard to say for this game because the Giants don't run the ball particularly well.
That's, for this game, it should look great.
Yeah, they should be okay in this game because the Giants' offensive line really struggles to get any kind of momentum. I mean, when it comes to blocking. You know, they can combo block and do some things, and it's just they struggle bad, even getting any kind of push. Good. Yeah.
I mean, seeing what you saw versus the Eagles gives you plenty of confidence, and I think the fact that it was like we're all saying, man, the linebackers did not play well, and they still stopped the run really nicely.
Yeah.
Right? Like, to me, that just shows how impressive the D-line is at stopping the run right now.
Yeah, I think the only way they lose this game is if they try to pass it too much and the tackles don't hold.
I like your score. I like your score, Dawson, by the way.
23-16. What do you have? Yeah, you going with the same thing?
I'm going with the same thing. I think on Dallas Cowboys side, I'm going with 24-60. Yep.
Thanks to Lucius Alexander in Las Vegas covering the fight for us. Thanks to Dylan Moore filling in for Lucius in the Pimp Cup.
Great job,
Carter
sir.
Freeman coordinating your video. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chia Follow. Pregame Sunday at 9. And for Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.